Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about managing mixed species in a forest stand. Hello, I'm Amy Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with John Willis, Mississippi State University Assistant Professor in the Department of Forestry. John, when we are referring to mixed species in a forest stand, what exactly are we talking about? What types of species might we be referring to?
The easiest way to understand or to begin to think about a mixed species stand is to define it as a stand that has at least four or five different species that are commercial that we're trying to manage and maintain. It's commonplace to drive around and notice all the pines that are out there, and certainly pine has always been a component of the Mississippi landscape. But mixed species stands are just as much of a component. Now, we've lowered their density across the landscape as we've gone to a more industrial forestry model. But with a lot of our changes in the market that are going on, especially in North Mississippi, you're seeing a lot of folks become interested in practicing a different type of forestry. And I think a mixed species stand where you're having oaks and pines and some of the gums and other species could be a viable alternative for folks looking for a different way to practice forestry.
And what might the advantages be to doing this?
Well, there are several different advantages to having a mixed species stand. One that most people often become interested in is managing for wildlife habitat. Certainly having multiple tree species, especially mass-producing species like some of the oaks, are going to help you maintain a higher quality wildlife habitat for a lot of the species like deer and wild turkey and things of that nature. Another thing that people get real concerned about is managing for resilience to disturbance. Now, certainly there's nothing you're going to be able to do if a tornado comes through your stand. However, managing multiple species, what it provides for you is kind of a natural insurance against many of the species-specific pests and pathogens that are out there. One that comes to mind off the top of my head is the southern pine beetle. If you're managing more species than pine, you're kind of dispersing your risk in the stand because the pine beetle will only act on your pine species. So having multiple species gives you a form of natural insurance, which kind of eliminates that. In terms of the economics, if you think about it, most people for decades have really been growing for the saw timber market. And honestly, we are not in the best of times right now for saw timber. But if you're growing multiple species, which in essence you're doing, is you're providing yourself access to lots of different markets for forest products. So that allows you to kind of hedge your bet and not have to be riding the wave of a certain commodity. You can actually have access to several different commodities in your stand, which helps kind of level out some of the peaks and the troughs that come naturally with any commodity.
And are there any disadvantages?
Certainly, I think it's important for landowners to keep in mind that we're not going to be growing these trees as rapidly as we did when we were managing in a pine plantation. For one, a lot of the species are just slower growing than pine, and that the rotation length is going to be lengthened. And the second aspect is we're typically not going to be doing a lot of the intensive work we did with pine. And so you're not going to have the advantages in terms of resource environment that often fuels rapid growth and shortens the rotation. So certainly people need to be aware of the fact that, yes, you're gaining some advantages in terms of the markets you have access to and some of the natural resilience to disturbance, but you are giving up a little bit of your productivity potential.
So high grading is something else I think you wanted to talk about. What does that mean and how is it related to sustaining your mixed species?
High grading is quite simply when you harvest the best trees, your most economically viable trees and valued trees and your best formed trees, and you leave some of the species that are less economically valued or that are poorly formed. And what that ends up doing over time is it degrades the value of your stand. Now, most folks, they want to actually manage their stand through natural regeneration, which is through seeds or from sprouts. If you're taking off your best species and your best genetic material, over time, your ability to regenerate that stand into a profitable stand that we all like to see is going to go down. And so you need to try to avoid the high grading practice until at least you have a good cohort of trees there to replace some of the trees that you're going to take. Forestry is the science of sustainability, and this is a key element of sustaining a mixed species stand.
Where can we go for more information on this?
Sure. In the Department of Forestry, we're going to be putting out some things on the website here within the next year. And our website is www.cfr.msstate.edu.
So cfr.msstate.edu.
That's correct.
Today we've been speaking with John Willis, Assistant Professor. I'm Amy Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.